Hello, everybody. This is Miss Spiro, and I'm here with Trinity, my beautiful student. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good? Are you excited about this day?
Yes.
You want to tell everybody what's new in the news in room 209?
This is the last Monday in fourth grade.
Oh, my goodness. You're never going to see the word Monday written on my board again. How do you feel about that?
Sad.
You do? You're not happy for summer?
Yeah, I am happy for summer, though.
You are, but you feel sad about school ending, too? No? Yeah. You're happy for it? It's some people use this word called bittersweet. Do you know what that means?
No.
It's like when you're really glad about something, but there's something about it that's like sad. So for me, I'm really happy about summer, but I'm a little bit sad that I won't see you guys every day. Can you tell what the most interesting thing is that happened today?
We're reading the book, The Whipping Boy.
Ah, do you know who it's by?
Sid Fleischman.
Yeah, good. Do you know what else he wrote?
By the Great Horn Spoon, mm-hmm. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was written by a different author that we talked about earlier in the year, Roald Dahl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Sid Fleischman has written other books, that's true. So we're reading The Whipping Boy. I'm reading it out loud to you, huh, right at the end of school to try to keep you guys engaged. Do you like it so far?
Yes.
Do you know what the setting of the story is?
At a castle.
A castle. And can you tell us two of the characters?
The prince.
Mm-hmm, the prince. And what? How would you describe the prince?
I don't know.
You don't know? Does he seem like a nice guy?
Yes.
Well,
Kind of.
I would say not at all. Not even a little bit.
Because I think he's trying to get in trouble
yes.
a lot.
Yes.
So he can hurt the whipping boy.
So why would you describe him as... That's true. You're right. Why would you use the word nice to describe that?
Because in the chapter right now, he's trying to run away and he took the whipping boy with him.
Oh, does that seem nice to you? Ah, okay. So interestingly enough, I think he's using the whipping boy. I don't think he's being nice to the whipping boy. I can see how you would think, because the whipping boy wanted to leave, huh? So you were thinking he was taking it, that was a nice thing to take him out of the castle with him. But I think he's going to use the whipping boy. And I think he's not smart enough, or the whipping boy at least seems to think he's not smart enough to get away. He thinks the whipping boy, or that the prince is going to get caught, mm-hmm. and then he'll then be in the big one in trouble. So he's a little worried, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, Trinity, teach us one thing you learned today.
I learned how to code a dash.
Yes, you did. What did you code the dash to do?
Me, Sydney, and Christina coded the dash to go around the perimeter of the carpet.
Were you guys successful?
Kind of.
Kind of? What worked about your code?
That it worked to go up and turn, and then we didn't get to finish it, though.
You ran out of time. And now, Trinity, a little bit about you. What didn't you know you could do until you got to fourth grade?
I didn't know how to divide.
Do you like to divide?
Yes.
Yes. It's similar to multiplication, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you know what 32 divided by 4 is?
8.
8. And can you do any long division? Do you remember? We learned it so long ago. It was like Christmas time when we learned it. But then we've been practicing reviewing for our tests.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to do long division too? You do. I see you shaking your head, but they can only hear you if you say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And lastly, Trinity, what would you like people to know about you?
That I play softball.
You do? Are you on a team?
Yes, but we just ended.
You did? Your season's over?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys do in your season?
Good.
You did? Did you win your last game?
Yes.
Yes. Did you have a team party?
Yes, that was on Saturday.
It was? What'd you guys do for your party?
So my coach, her dad, he has a swimming pool, and we went there.
That's cool. The coach's dad's house for swimming. Sounds like a perfect party. All right. Thanks for being on our show today, Trinity.
Bye.
Bye.